At issue in this case is whether the software that Wisconsin-based Menasha Corporation purchased back in the 1990s was customized or if it was what's known as canned. If it was customized, it was tax-exempt. If it was canned or mass-produced and programmed the same for every customer, then the state gets to collect a sales tax. During oral arguments, Assistant Attorney General Thomas Creeran compared it to painting a home. Creeran says that when you pay a painter, you do not pay a tax on his services.
If, on the other hand, I go to Menards and I buy the paint, I have to pay tax on that paint because my purchase of that paint, that individual transaction, involves a sale of tangible personal property.
That's how the state viewed this purchase of software by Menasha, and that's why it collected a tax. It argued the software was similar to programs that had been sold to other companies previously. Menasha attorney Maureen McGinnity argued to justices that the state got it wrong.
Menasha was shopping for, with the assistance of consultants, a customized computer program. It wasn't shopping for a canned computer program. It needed a program that would be customized.
McGinnity says that's what Menasha got, and that's why it complained when the state taxed the company. The impact of this case on Menasha measures in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, but to the state, the stakes are much bigger. It could mean the loss of $265 million in tax revenue from other companies, blowing a hole in the state budget that lawmakers and the governor just patched up a couple months ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.